USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States has hit a record of $4.17. As this morning, President Joe Biden banned Russian imports of oil after its invasion of Ukraine. The national average rose by 10 cents per gallon in one day. It's up 55 cents since last week and over $1.30 in the last year. Six teenagers have now been arrested on murder charges stemming from a drive-by shooting outside a Des Moines, Iowa high school that left a 15-year-old boy dead and two female students critically injured. The teenager who was fatally shot is believed to have been the intended target. The two wounded teenage girls remain in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. In addition to first-degree murder charges, each of the suspects were charged with two counts of attempted murder. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
We've got an update on the tornadoes that hit Iowa, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least six people was an EF4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain. This is USA Radio News.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
Attorneys for Prince Andrew and his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, filed notice this morning in the Southern District of New York that both parties have officially settled their case. The court document states it has been dismissed with prejudice and that each party will bear their own costs and fees. The sum of the settlement was not disclosed, and a letter to the court said Prince Andrew intends to make substantial donations to Ms. Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights. Giuffre had alleged that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked her to Prince Andrew, who claimed she took advantage and sexually abused her when she was under 18. Prince Andrew had repeatedly denied the allegation and attacked Giuffre's credibility and motives. South Korea said it fired warning shots at a North Korean patrol boat that crossed the country's western sea boundary while chasing an unarmed North Korean vessel. The North Korean patrol boat crossed the northern limit line while pursuing the vessel in waters near South Korea's shore and retreated after a South Korean naval ship fired warning shots, according to Seoul's Ministry of Defense and Joint Chiefs of Staff. South Korean military officials seized the North Korean vessel and is questioning the seven crew members. For parts of the country, winter isn't over yet. A new storm system will be bringing rain, storms, and snow to the northeast through tomorrow night. A developing storm will move across the southeast, bringing rain and thunderstorms from Texas to North Carolina. As the storm moves into the northeast, it'll meet cold air and bring the chance for wet snow from Pennsylvania all the way through Maine. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.